Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its last leg as only 2 days have been left for canvassing. Voting in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that everyone looks at India with respect today, be it the US, Europe or Japan. Addressing an election rally at Mathurapur in West Bengal, Mr. Modi said, this has been made possible because people voted to power a BJP-led NDA government at the center. Listing the achievements of his government, Prime Minister said, in the past 10 years, central government has provided pakka houses to 4 crore poor people, brought tap water connection to over 12 crore homes and provided electricity to every village. In Odisha, high-voltage electioneering is on for the 6 parliamentary constituencies, Mayurbhanj, Balasore, Bhadrak, Jajpur, Kendrapara and Jagatsingpur, and 42 assembly seats. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi arrived at Baripada under Mayurbhanj Lok Sabha constituencies to address an election rally this afternoon. He is scheduled to address 2 more public meetings at Remuna under Balasore parliamentary constituencies and Barua in Kendrapara Lok Sabha constituency today. Similarly, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is also scheduled to campaign in Balasore Lok Sabha constituency today. Women voters have outnumbered men by 3% in the 6th phase of the Lok Sabha elections. This was disclosed by the Election Commission yesterday. The poll panel released the absolute number of voters who voted in the 6th phase of Lok Sabha polls, which was held on Saturday. According to the report, 64.95% of eligible female voters exercised their franchise compared to 61.95% of eligible male voters. Moreover, the turnout among the third gender recorded at 18.67%, indicating a diverse engagement in the electoral process. Women's participation was higher than men in Bihar, Jharkhand, Ladakh, Odisha and Uttar Pradesh. As many as 58 seats in 8 states went to polls in the 6th phase on 25th of this month. The Supreme Court today refused urgent listing of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea seeking extension of his interim bail by 7 days for undergoing certain medical tests. Refusing to accept Kejriwal's application, Supreme Court Registry said, since he has been given liberty to move trial court for regular bail, the plea is not maintainable. Delhi Chief Minister had got interim bail from Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Dutta on May 10th and was asked to surrender to Tihar Jail on June 2nd. 2 Maoists, including a female rebel, were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh today. The encounter took place this morning in the forest of Bedepara in Madet area. A reward of 8 lakh rupees was declared on the female Naxalite killed in the encounter. Police have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists along with 2 weapons from the spot. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has ordered paid leave for workers at the construction site from 12 noon to 3 p.m. in view of extreme heatwave conditions in the national capital. Mr. Saxena directed Delhi Chief Secretary Naresh Kumar to issue necessary directions for protecting labor and supervisory staff from extreme heat conditions. He also asked Chief Secretary to convene immediate meeting of officers of all public works department in this regard. The State Bank of India released a report anticipating India's GDP growth 7.47% in the fourth quarter of the financial year 2023-24, while the overall growth could touch 8%. The report released by the SBI's Economic Research Department highlights the potential impact of global economic resilience on India's growth trajectory. The report identifies a consistent growth trend across both urban and rural sectors in India. IAS Pradeep Kumar Tripathi has been appointed as secretary to Lokpal till 30th of next month. The appointment committee of the cabinet has also approved the appointment of IAS Rakesh Ranjan as chairman of Staff Selection Commission, SSC. Telangana state government and main political parties are making elaborate arrangements for the digital celebrations of the state formation day. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.